Welcome to another edition of Kingdom Keys with your host, Dan Hain, brought to you by DHMissions.com. We know you'll be blessed as you listen to today's broadcast. This is Dan Hain. I'm glad you joined us today. We're going to continue with our series based upon my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. This book is available from all retail book outlets, including Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. If you need more information concerning Keys to Your Future or other resources that will be helpful to you, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com. Today we're going to talk about the process of pursuing God. Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 24, where God called Moses up to Sinai to give him instructions on how to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. Moses spent about 6.5 weeks on the mountain. Meanwhile, down in the valley, the Israelites wondered if Moses would ever come back to them. Moving forward, we read in Exodus chapter 32 that Aaron instructed the people to break off their golden earrings so that he could make a golden calf out of them. So what happened here? God was actually giving the people of Israel volumes of instruction at that time through their leader Moses. But the people had lost heart because they didn't receive instructions from God in the time frame that they expected it to happen. It's important for us to not lose focus and persevere when approaching God for instructions. He doesn't hide himself from us, but he hides himself for us to find him. He wants us to earnestly seek him. The reason why is there's a process that God leads us through when we approach him for instructions. This process causes us to mature in ways that enable us to carry the insights and revelations of God more accurately and effectively. It's worth it to hang in there until we get an answer from God. So I want to encourage you to continually, earnestly pursue God for your answer. And until your answer comes, be willing to submit to God's process of maturing you. Winston Churchill said, "Never, never, never give up." We have to go now, but join us again next time when we will cover more insights from my book, Keys to Your Future. We hope that this edition of Kingdom Keys has been encouraging to you. For more information or resources, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com, where you can find books, MP3 audio downloads, videos, prayers, and articles that will help you discover and release God's kingdom into your life. Be blessed, and see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys.